It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. I'm Mario Armstrong. Under 5 minutes or less to jumpstart your day. So let's get started kicking this thing off. Yesterday, I talked about a book that I read that I couldn't put down. It was called Shoe Dog. It was by the CEO and the creator of Nike, Phil Knight. And it dawned on me, you know, I'm in a position where I was able to buy the book, right? Not everybody that could be listening to this podcast may have the means or the ends. I understand that. Been there. That you might not be able to buy the book. If I keep recommending several books, you may not be able to buy them all. You may not have the money to do so. So one of the things that I wanted to share with you on today's episode is really a site that I go to that really helps me determine at times which books I'm going to buy. But it is essentially a site that will give you a short summary of many books that you may have an interest in. So the name of the site is allencheng.com. It's allencheng.com. Allencheng.com. Go to that site, check it out. He has a ton of summaries on some of the best books that are out there. Some are old, some are new, but these summaries are beyond like cliff notes. These summaries are really rich. They're really detailed. And in some cases, you can really get everything you need from the book right from these summaries. But, you know, if you can afford to buy the book to support the author, you definitely want to make sure that we do that. Like, we don't want to cut shortcuts around it. This really is just a message to those of you that absolutely can't afford the book, or those of you that may be looking for certain books and you would like to get a little bit more of a summary of the book to see if it's something that you really want to buy for yourself or for others. So coming off of yesterday's episode, I was like, I should share this quick tip. Like, this is a thing that I use as part of my productivity, as part of me identifying which books I'm going to read and which ones I'm going to invest in. And then the beautiful thing, after you read a book, I do two things. After I read a book, number one, well, during my reading of the book, since I read on a Kindle, I'm highlighting and making notes. So if you're a highlighter type, then you need to be using the highlighting functionality in Kindle if you have a Kindle or the Kindle reader on your phone or mobile device, because you can then print out all your notes or all the highlights. So what I'll do after I finish reading something is I'll print out everything that I've highlighted. And so now I have this summary of the things that jumped out at me and any specific notes that I've written that I want to either utilize or remember or bring into a meeting or a discussion. So I use these summaries in that way. So what's really great about Alan Cheng's site, in addition to that, is once you finish reading a book, it's great to also now have that summary to also refresh your memory. So if you're not a highlighter like me, or if you don't do Kindle notes like I do, and if that's just too much work for you, or you don't have a Kindle or anything like that, then having the summary after you've read the book is a great way for you to quickly refresh on the hot points. So check out the site, allencheng.com, and I hope this tip helps somebody be able to afford or get more access to the information that I think is empowering. And certainly some of the summaries that Alan has on his site are really top notch. So go and check it out. And with that, now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.